Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
Well, entrepreneurship, we know, can be a very lonely road, especially when you're building something from the ground up without the benefit of old school tie networks or elite alumni connections. My guest today knows that journey all too well. Nolene Samuels is the founder of BioCure. It's a facilities and waste management solutions business that she's grown over 16 years. But what's most interesting about her story isn't just how she's scaled a successful company, it's how she's discovered that personal growth was the missing piece in unlocking her business's next chapter. Nolene, great to have you on the show. And let's just start there. You've said there was a pivotal moment when you realized that your business growth was actually being held back by your own personal development. What was happening in your life or business at that point that made you stop and reflect?
Hi there, it's such a privilege to chat to you. Yes, so I was building the business and going about it, and it was growing. And about 10 years in, I realized something, that I actually wanted to grow it intentionally. And when I made that decision, I went on a bit of a journey to try and go and, you know, strategize and figure out how I was going to take this business to the next level. And at the same time, I was also going through some personal growth and realized that I needed to work on some areas personally as a leader, as a business owner, and even in strategy, just to figure out what the next was going to be. And it was through that process that I discovered quite a few things and how important actually, while personal growth is and personal development is, direct impact on business growth.
And what kind of personal growth and development are you referring to?
Well, there was quite a few areas that I needed to work on. I didn't go to a university when I finished school. So I had a bit of a limiting belief that I wasn't maybe credible in business, even though I was 10 years in and it was growing and there were teams that were being led and things were happening. I still didn't quite believe that I was good enough. So there were some personal things that I needed to go and work on. Many things. I felt like I could be a better manager of people. I also felt like I was really good on looking at the financial things and even some of the strategy. But really, when it came to understanding who I was and how I was going to grow this business, there was some work that I needed to do.
And reading your story, you know, I love the phrase that you used, the muscle of vulnerability. It's such a powerful way to think about emotional openness. How did that idea come about? And what has it meant for you both personally and professionally?
It was quite a thing that I discovered. Being a female and also in the world of entrepreneurship, there aren't many females that you bump into. And because I didn't really grow up with business owners around me, or like in the story, I didn't really attend any prestigious high schools or go to any of the top universities. So it was a bit of a lonely road for me. But I also realized that I needed to kind of be real. You're taught to be strong and to be, you know, put up this front that you're strong, courageous, and you're the strong female. And I don't think I felt, it didn't feel true to myself. And so over time, as I got older, I realized that I really needed to embrace who I was and the type of leader I was. And so I needed to let those walls down a little bit. And vulnerability is very hard for me. I'm a bit of a tough cookie, as they say, because I felt like I needed to be growing up and just for some of the decisions that I had to make over the years. And so I had to let my walls down. And I feel like it's a muscle. It doesn't come natural to me. It's not easy to always trust people, even in business. People let you down, and relationships are humanity.
Yeah.
You often get let down. And so that vulnerability thing comes up a lot for me. And I feel like it's a muscle that I have to strengthen.
But it is a
connect.
But it is a muscle. So, you know, and by definition, muscles can increase in size if you exercise them regularly. So as someone who probably identifies more as an introvert, how did you then go about building that muscle? And particularly when it came to networking, because I think many entrepreneurs, if you think about it, they think of networking as a bit of a necessary evil. Yeah, it's full of business cards and elevator pitches and small talk. But you've described those experiences as performative and even draining. And I think most introverts would identify with that. What was your experience of traditional networking events? And how did you try and overcome that to build that muscle? Because without those old school tie networks, it is something that is so vital to building a business.
Absolutely. So what happened was I discovered I had a big part of entrepreneurship missing. I didn't quite have a network to lean on or to, you know, just gain insights from. And so I went on this little bit of a pursuit, and actually I really hated it. That's a strong word, but I really did. Traditional networking events. It really felt draining and tiring, and I didn't really achieve anything by going there and trying to suddenly build trust with random strangers in a room. And so I found the entrepreneur organization along the way, and I was invited to an event, and I was pleasantly surprised. It didn't feel like one of those traditional networking events.
So how did you overcome that then? I mean, because, you know, obviously networking is so vital. I know you're part of the EO, Entrepreneurs Organization Forum. Did that help? Did you find it a bit more of a safe space where entrepreneurs are more relatable to what you're going through?
Absolutely. So through that experience, I decided to join, and it was completely different to what I expected. I originally thought, you know, I'm going to go and just hang out with a bunch of like-minded people, and, you know, they're going to share some of their insights and advice, and that would be amazing. But what I discovered was that I found an authentic space where people were showing up as themselves, free from judgment, which was a completely foreign experience for me. Even, you know, in familiar circles, people don't even do that. And so I found way more than I thought I was going to by connecting with the entrepreneur organization.
When one puts oneself in those situations initially, it's not easy. And I guess it's about pushing yourself through that zone of discomfort. What did you find on the other side?
Well, firstly, what I learned was that I was listening for commonality rather than difference. And when I pushed through and I let some of those walls down and I just said whatever was going on, it felt really freeing. And then I started craving more of that, because it was actually such a breath of fresh air to just say what is actually going on internally and feeling safe enough to do that.
Now, when it comes to that human connection, I think it sounds like what you've found goes beyond networking. It's almost a framework for deeper humanity. How has this journey with EO influenced how you lead your team at BioCure or engage with clients?
Well, it's very interesting, just like I just mentioned, that I'm actually now listening for commonality and not difference. And what is crazy is what I discovered about myself is that you obviously have these biases that you form over your lifetime, and these lenses that you walk around with. And sometimes you judge people without actually listening to what they have to say. And what I realize is if you want to connect with the human on the other side of the conversation, you actually have to drop those biases and take off those lenses and just listen to what the person's actually saying. And there is something you can connect with every person, with every story.
And I think that's the beauty of South Africa as well, is when we start looking for that in each other, when we start listening, we can build those bridges, even though they didn't exist before due to our past. And, you know, we know how tortured past is full of not bridges, but walls that were meant to divide us. And I think entrepreneurs who are first tier, first order entrepreneurs have almost a duty to rebuild some of those bridges. So, Nolene, you know, it really is inspiring hearing how you did that. How is the business doing at the moment, BioCure? Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how you got into the business of waste management.
Yes, I was in the industry before that, and I got the opportunity to actually buy a distributorship. And that's how the business started. And it's about 20 years now. And I was basically, what we do is we sell to all the facilities managers and property management companies, and we solve odor problems and waste issues, and we treat water as well. And over time, we've built a few solutions and services, and it's doing really well. The industry is a bit crazy. It's messy, but, you know, we all generate waste every day. And so there's always waste to be treated. And we really want to build a business that's sustainable and that can treat things in a green way and safe And so we continue to work on our innovation, and business is going well. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was chatting to Nunu Ngwasheng from the Just Energy Transition Funding Platform, which sits inside the presidency, and they're looking to raise catalytic DFI slash grant funding to invest in businesses exactly like yours that are doing great work in the community, in the green and circular economy. So if you don't mind, Nolene, I'd love to put the two of you in touch.
Sounds amazing. Thank you. I would
Fantastic.
love that.
Brilliant. And you see, that's what happens when you push yourself out of your comfort zone. Sometimes a door opens that you didn't even know existed in the first place. Nolene Samuels, thank you very much, founder
Absolutely.
of BioCure, for sharing such a personal story about what I think many entrepreneurs who are not natural extroverts deal with. And this is this ability to put yourself into a public space and share so candidly as well. I really have appreciated your story here on Classic Business.
Thank you very much for the time.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.